property investment with a twist and the keys to finding equity in your investment. PropertyWise.
Okay, great to be back with you for the next episode of PropertyWise. Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Yeah, great to be here, Ben.
Absolutely. Now, today we're going to be talking about house and land developments or packages or spec homes. What do you call them these days?
Well, H&L's, house and land, yeah.
H&L's?
Yeah, it could be a specie that you keep.
Yeah, good point. So we're going to be talking about basically buying a block of land, building a house as the next way to acquiring your next investment property. First up, as usual, let's cut over to the headline news with Craig.
Welcome to PropertyWise News. In this part of the news, we are looking at how interest rates are influencing the products borrowers are opting for. And coming up later, we take a look at where house prices are and how home sales are faring. But first, the Reserve Bank of Australia recently announced cash rate is being kept at 2.5%, reflecting the longest period of interest rate stability in 7 years. Although the Reserve Bank said it expects growth to lag slightly and that unemployment has not yet peaked, the outlook beyond the short term is for stronger growth. Mortgage broker Loan Market said the decision to keep rates steady for so long has helped encourage participants back into the market. Mortgage Choice, another mortgage broker, says the decision was unsurprising given that new research from National Australia Bank found business conditions reached a 2.5-year high. According to Mortgage Choice, the Reserve Bank's handling of interest rates has improved confidence in Australia's economy. According to Australian Property Monitor's quarterly housing report, for the first time in 4 years, all capital cities recorded growth in house prices in the December quarter and an increase in the median house price over the calendar year. The median house price for the capital cities rose to $597,500, following the strongest quarterly rise in 4 years of 3.7% in the December quarter. The capital city median rose 9.8% in 2013, the best annual result since 2009.
Thanks, Craig. Well, let's get into this interesting topic, Bob, house and land.
Let's do it.
Finance is the first subject we want to cover. What do we need to consider when we're looking at finance for it's really a residential construction loan, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really. There's two parts to it. Obviously, the bank will be funding, first of all, the land acquisition.
Yes.
And secondly, they'll be funding the construction. So you could call it the miniest of mini developments, I guess, and purely because we're acquiring land and we're building on it as opposed to buying an established house.
Right. And so, I mean, it'll be a lot of the normal lending criteria, won't it, as far as you have to put in a certain amount of deposit, you have to show serviceability, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well, that's always the way with a normal retail loan. Obviously, equity, it could be as simple as an 80% lend.
Sure.
But the bank, when they're doing a house and land package, although they're lending separately, they're lending money on the land and then you settle and then you own that and then they lend the money on the construction.
Sure.
They've got to look at the whole package.
Right.
So they'll have a look at what this house and land is going to be worth when it's finished and work backwards from that on their LVRs.
That's right. And do they take the contract value for the land and they add the building contract and then and that's basically what they lend against, isn't it? And they might get a valuation just to confirm.
Typically, they get a valuation to confirm. Now, hopefully, the total of the land plus the total of the construction would be less even than the real retail value.
Right, yeah.
Otherwise, we're not making a profit. But what can happen is they really lend against the construction contract and land. If you want to try and pull a bit of extra equity out, it's usually a matter of waiting maybe 6 months and then getting a refinance.
Right, after you've built the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay, let's move on. Selecting a block of land. I mean, this is really all the fundamentals for selecting a normal established property, isn't it? Because that's ultimately what it's going to be at the end anyway.
Well, that's right, you know, because there's all sorts of land. I mean, we could have land in a new estate.
Right, yes.
We could have, we could buy a block of land, let's say, that somebody else split. They split a block in half. We might buy that. Now, that might be in a very well-established area.
Right, yes.
Or a new subdivision could be out on the fringes. Or it could be a little subby, maybe an infill. Maybe, I know one recently, They cut up a nursery into about 10 blocks, what was formerly a garden nursery. That was quite central, quite well in. So, yeah, look, you know, blocks of land can come up anywhere, really.
Anyway, just like the little subdivision that I did recently, the five-lot subdivision, we did a house and land on one of those for an investor.
Exactly, and that was in a well-established area and in a very good suburb where land generally is in short supply.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for those. They're probably the ones. I mean, the fringe is the fringe and that that may be a good investment, but keep an eye out for those ones, the inner, the small subbies, the splitters, where you can pick up a block in an established suburb.
Yeah, that's my preference, really. Something with, well, infill.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've got our block of land. Let's talk about selecting a builder and then also talk about the design of the house.
Let's do that.
Yes, so builders... Very important, isn't it, to get the right builder on board?
Well, it always is. You've got a couple of choices here too, I suppose. That has a bit to do with the builder. You could get a custom design, a one-off, if you like, maybe, you know, architect, building designer, whatever, maybe a clever draftsman. Or you can go for the package approach. You can go to a what we call a project builder. And a project builder is the sort of builder you might see on a land, say a master builder's housing estate where you've got lots of builders, each of them have a few display homes, they're selling standard plans, off-the-shelf plans. I call those project builders. So what you do is you'd actually choose the builder and one of his plans.
Yes.
As opposed to getting a special plan done and then going looking for a builder.
And the advantage of that, I guess, is that it's all packaged up. You know the price. You can see the designs. You can pick from the designs. So there's advantages. I guess the disadvantage is you just get an off-the-shelf product, so it's not a customised product for the block.
You're right. It's not customised, but that'll depend on your market a bit. If it's a normal bread-and-butter market, really, I'd tend to steer towards the project builders.
Yes.
There's so many plans out there, so many builders. You're sure to find a number of plans that would fit your block and that would fit the market, what the market's looking for. But the advantage of the project builders is that nobody builds cheaper than they do.
Absolutely.
On their own plans.
And the plans are very efficient, aren't they? Like you could spend a lot of time stuffing around with an architect or a building designer to get to a set of plans that are going to be efficient, but that you know that they've counted the last nail, that they're, all of the plan spaces are very well designed, very efficient, minimal circulation space. They're good
plans,
aren't they?
I even know project builders who set their wet areas, their bathroom sizes, so that they don't even cut tiles. They're all in modules of tile sizes. So... Yeah, they get it right down. They know exactly how many nails are in there. So, and of course, their subcontractors may well have built the same house 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
Right.
So they got it down pat. They can do it fast. They can do it with their eyes closed.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk a bit about the design of the actual home. Obviously, you're picking a home. It's got to fit on the block. Often the builder can help with that, can't they? You can take them your block and say, which home do you think would fit on best? And give them your budget, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously what you're doing is you're targeting the design for the market. So you need to know in this area, what does the market want in terms of sales? What do they want in terms of rentals if you're going to keep it?
Yep.
And then pick the plan accordingly. Anything you've got to watch with some project builders, you've got to make sure what's included.
Right, yes.
You know, sometimes they have, well, this is our price, but this is extra, this is extra. I can remember 1 year ago, even taps were extra. Well, it's not that bad now, but
you've
got to be very careful about what you've got. You need to know the soil type so you can get the price really nailed down.
Yeah, you want to make sure it's a turnkey price, don't you? Mm. So it includes everything. If you're building this to rent, you don't want to be stuffing around with landscaping or anything. Then you want it done, finished, tenants move straight in.
Yeah, and don't change the plans. Don't give them any opportunity to for a variation.
That's where they make their money, don't they?
Yeah, so if you run with the standard plans, you're happy with it, and goodness knows there's enough to choose from out there, and make sure everything's included, it's good.
Can't go wrong. Mm. Okay, so we've got a builder, got a block, got a builder, picked a house. We're into it. We're into the build. What do we need to look out for during the build process? You know, how close do we need to monitor these guys?
Well, they'd prefer you didn't monitor them too closely. obviously, look, with project builders like that, it's a bit different from when you're doing it, you know, 10-10-S project where you have meetings every week and you walk on site.
Yeah.
They don't really want you wandering around there checking quality and this sort of thing.
Yep.
They have their own quality control. So I guess it's back to picking the right builder as well. Builders with lots of referrals, people who've been well established, they know they've got good quality product. You know, you can't hide in the internet anymore. Google them up.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's a lot of sites out there where they review project home builders and you'll get a bit of a feel. You've got to be a little bit careful because most of the people that post up are the ones that had a bad run.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a lot of others that didn't have a bad run, but it's worth having a look at anyway.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But somebody reputable, of long standing, yeah.
and let them run with it. Obviously, your bank will probably come out at the key or at some of the key stages to make sure that things are going along according to plan, and then they will release the funds and get it built.
Yeah, well, normally on a retail loan, it'd be a valuer. But really, the valuer's not looking at quality. He's just looking that, well, the builder's claim for the roof. Well, let's see if the roof's on.
And they'll just drive by. Roof's on, great.
It's a flyby. 60Ks, boom, away we go.
Done. Very good. Okay, we've got to the end of the build process. We've got our nice house there. Let's just talk briefly, last topic, about depreciation benefits. We've got a nice brand new property. We're gonna benefit, aren't we?
Well, yeah. You know, depreciation on a new building, particularly in the first 5 years, very good. So you want to get a good depreciation report at the back end.
Right, yep.
So you need certain figures from the builder, and that's okay. That'll be forthcoming, and get yourself a good report.
From a quantity surveyor?
From a good quantity surveyor.
Yeah, right.
Somebody who specialises in that area.
And then you flip that over to your accountant.
Your accountant, so they can
make sure you're getting all your benefits.
Yeah, yeah. And look, there are some good non-cash deductions, as we call them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is one of the advantages of new property, and also low maintenance.
Right, yes, absolutely. Okay, well, that's a flyby of a house and land package for your next investment property.
Yeah, think about it.
Absolutely. We're going to move straight over to the second half of the news with Craig. Thanks, Craig. Take it away.
And now back to the news. According to data from the Housing Industry Association, new home sales have recorded their first annual increase in 5 years. The 2013 figures showed aggregated new home sales climbed by 6.3% in the final quarter. The Housing Industry Association said their new home sales report also revealed a 14.4% rise in new home sales during 2013, with South Australia showing some of the most significant improvements. And finally this week, figures from Mortgage Choice show a slight dip in fixed-rate mortgages during January, yet record high demand is still being seen for fixed-rate loans. Throughout January, just over 27% of all homes were fixed rates, a significant dip on December when over 32% of loans were fixed. However, the figure for January was still at a level not seen since 2008, with demand for this type of product sitting almost 10% higher than the long-term average. Last month, several lenders did cut the rates on a number of fixed products, such as National Australia Bank, which cut to a 20-year low of 5.44%, according to Mortgage Choice. The strength of fixed loans is expected to continue, with all of Australia's lenders competing on price within the fixed rate arena. With rates expected to rise at some point as the economy picks up, it is not surprising that many borrowers are opting for the safety of a fixed rate home loan. And that's it for PropertyWise News.
Okay, that's going to wrap up this episode of PropertyWise, Bob.
Yes, Ben.
Thanks for joining us again. Absolutely. Please jump onto the website and comment. We do appreciate your comments and we do read those. www.propertywise.com. We also have a question section where we can answer your questions live on the show. And stay tuned for the next episode. We look forward to being with you again. Thanks again. See you later.
See you next time.